This is the Yak-9, the most produced Soviet fighter of World War II. Over 16,000 built between 1942 and 1945. It wasn't the fastest or the most powerful, but it was adaptable, reliable, and easy to mass produce. Exactly what a total war needed. The Yak-9 was a refined version of the Yak-7. Its structure used a mix of wood and metal, making it light but simple to build. The frame was stretched, allowing for more fuel or heavier guns. It ran on the Klimov VK-105 engine, common, reliable, and easy to maintain. It came in over 20 different versions. The Yak-9D for long range. The Yak-9T with a 37mm cannon. And the Yak-9U, the ultimate late war model. One airframe, many roles. From 1943 to the end of the war, Yak-9s flew on every Soviet front. Dogfights with Bf-109s, IL-2 escort missions, bomber interceptions. It wasn't flashy, but got the job done. And for new pilots, it was forgiving and stable in the air. After the war, Yak-9s served in Eastern Europe and even in the early days of the Korean War. It never got the fame of the Yak-3, but the Yak-9 fought more, flew longer, and held the front lines. It was the Soviet workhorse.
Please check out my other videos.